purpose of this podcast here at the DMC is for men to be disciples, other men to live by the conviction that Jesus Christ is Lord. God calls men of dominion to lead the way in making a positive difference in the lives of men, their families, and their neighbors. Welcome to the podcast. The DMC podcast representing Dominion Man's Conference. First off, let's say this podcast is about biblical manhood, how it applies to men of the day, yesterday, and the future. Also, how you apply the scriptures to the authority of man in the home and in the church. Also, with that being said, we're getting this from the scriptures and how it applies to the man. What's the application of it in your life? So ahead of time, before anybody gets upset, we're not here to bash women. We're not even here to talk about women. But we are clear on what the Bible says about male and females. Males and females share a common humanity and equal worth before God. They are equal in essence. Refer to Genesis 1:26-27 here. I'm going to give scriptures and later podcasts we'll flesh the scriptures out. And women are also equal in dignity, worth, and importance. Galatians 3:28 further explains male and female equality in Christ. Redemptive work. Both are saved by faith. Both are united with Christ. And both are co-heirs of all the riches of God's kingdom. We understand that the modern culture of today, men and women share many of the same roles in the workplace and elsewhere. The Bible is often ridiculed because it does not conform to these values, the values that the world system eliminates. The world system eliminates distinctions between the roles and behaviors of men and women. I personally rely on the Bible, not the world, and its various cultures of the world, for my values. I hold fast to the gospel, and the gospel that I hold fast to is very countercultural to society and the things of the day. When Yahweh created man, refer to Genesis 2, verse 7, he created him with a divine purpose and goal. Adam was the foundation for everything on earth, and he was given the authority to oversee all things. Biblical manhood is defined by a man's direct position under God and his rule. When a man is absent from Yahweh, his spiritual foundation is shaken, causing his God-given authority and dominion to be compromised. This includes his marriage, his family, his job, and anything within his sphere or influence. The young men of today are not being educated and mentored to be godly men and to have respect for others. Also, older men need to be mentored. The mentorship is not an old or young thing. It's where I'm at, where you at, and showing you how I got here and how you can get here. You know, something that's beneficial for your life. And men are not learning what are healthy expectations in a wife and how to find their identity in Christ. Not in the magazines, not in the social media, not in videos, not in movies, and not in another man. You have to find your identity in Christ. We follow Christ. We want to perfect the image of Christ daily. We're not perfect. Never will be perfect. We'll have perfection till Christ come back. But we endeavor to try to be perfect, accomplished. Simply what that means, accomplished, complete, and whatever goals we set out to do. And daily we must set out every day to be more like Christ. That should be our perfect goal for the day. Perfect as in accomplishment for the day. Complete in restraining ourselves, exercising restraint, exercising patience, exercising kindness, exercising love, but all of this in truth of the scriptures, in truth of who God is. All these things are important for biblical manhood. Knowing who you are in Christ, being emotionally stable, understanding how you got to where you at and how to get out of it or how to stay in it if you're where you need to be in Christ or where you need to be in life. How to maintain it, to keep that system that's working for you so well. If you're in Christ, if you're in the scriptures, if you're following the blueprint, life ain't going to be easy. But yet, it's still, it'll be worthy because of the hope that you have in you, knowing that Christ will return. And when he's returned, he has a room waiting for us. That's our hope. But here, we want to endeavor to talk about manhood and what the scriptures say about it and has it and how it relates to everyday life and the application of it. We're not political. You know, the world has its system, and the church cannot turn the world into the church, but it's so often that the church is turning into the world. You know, as the assembly of the called out, a family of believers, brothers and sisters, we are a family. And in that family, men take a prominent position from the beginning. God has a role for us, and we need to find worth in that. We need to find our value in that so we can protect our wives, our daughters, our sisters, our family. A man must be committed to Yahweh with honor and labor. Work. God said you don't work, you don't eat. Genesis chapter 2 explains the work. Adam was placed in the garden to take care of it, to nurture it. Also check out Genesis 3, verse 17. Proverbs 6, verses 6 and 9. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. First off, a man must be committed to working. Secondly, a man must be committed to the law of Yahweh. God placed Adam in the garden to work it, but then he also gave Adam a law. Don't touch this tree. And then he gave him what the effect would be if he did. So we must always follow God's law. We must always be obedient to what he has given us. A man also must be committed to prioritizing his family. Your family is your first ministry. You know, God placed them under you and your authority. You have to lead them in such a way that they come priority in your life. So does your wife and your kids. These are your priority. So goes the family. So goes the world. As a Christian, men endeavor to study, learn, and understand the will of God. You know, refer to Matthew 6 and 33, Romans 12 and 2. It's through the word that we understand God's will for our lives. Refer to Hebrews 4 and 12. This gives him the tools to meet all the other obligations. It does not automatically make his life biblically sound. Refer to 1 Corinthians 3 and 2. Knowing what God wants is only the first part. As a biblical man, he also requires submission to the knowledge of his word. The knowledge that comes from the Holy Spirit, enabling him to study, learn, and understand the scriptures' intent. In the Bible, men are called to fight to protect their wives and children. Refer to Nehemiah 4, 13 to 14. Women are never called to do the same for their husbands. This also involves spiritual protection. Consider that Eve sinned first, but Adam was blamed for the failing to lead her. Genesis 3:11-17. Men are instructed to honor their wives as a weaker vessel. 1 Peter 3:7. A phrase that in context invokes something precious, expensive, and valuable. Protecting one's spouse and family from harm, both spiritual and physical, should be a natural instinct for a Christian man. We are in spiritual warfare right now. What you feed into your soul and your spirit, it is what drives you. What has your thought all the time. Your heart is what the Bible says is already inclined to evil. So we have to watch what we feed into us. All the crime, thrillers, and action of the movies. The hating of women in our music. Just the violence. The quick money. The stealing. And just everything from the violent video games that our kids play day in and day out to the video game that the babysitters for our children these days. We want to keep our kids quiet. We put a video game in their hand or a cell phone so we can have some peace. Put a Bible in their hand. Put the audio Bible in their hand. Put the scriptures on the television. Read to them. Put them in God's hand. Raise them up by the blueprint. This is how I try to lead my family, with unwavering trust in the Holy Scriptures. These thoughts any biblical man should have concerning labor, working, God's law, how to be obedient to Him, and how to prioritize our family. Over the coming episodes, we will speak on these things. Controlling your appetite, being a married man, being a single man, and various other topics on biblical manhood and how the scriptures and these particular scriptures apply and the application to our lives. The DMC, Biblical Manhood, the Dominion Men's Conference. Thank you.